This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half, he's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive in the two!
You visited here this past weekend, sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game!
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right!
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood, Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Let's go for a little ride.
All right, it's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lance, Derek Piper, Isaac Ambrose in with us today. Trevor Valise will be here tomorrow, picture and all. So I do want to give a shout out real quick to Matt Daniels at the News Gazette. I don't know, like, we've had a couple of guests like Derek Burson that are like, things must be really bad if you're having me on the air. Matt sent me a message yesterday and said, can you fill out some questions for us to run in the Sunday paper? So I am going to be in the Sunday News Gazette. I really appreciate that with Matt Daniels and everybody at the News Gazette. I know, kind of like us, they're just doing what they can, man. They're working to try to find content, yep. And we're all kind of in this together. So Matt needs a picture of all of us social distancing, and Trevor is not in today, and he was like, well, can we do it tomorrow? And I'm like, sure, we will stop the world, Trevor, for you. So Matt Daniels gave me the okay.
Necessary do.
Correct.
Notoriety.
And he deserves it. Trevor does a lot for this show. You and I, Trevor's kind of been MIA a little bit lately, which for good reasons and such. But you and I have kind of had to pick up the slack, and all of a sudden we're like, man, he did do a lot. Because it's a lot of work to get guests and to get rolling here on the show, especially at a time when we don't have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, and he made sure I didn't have to shave today.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
I was rubbing shaving cream on my face.
Ready.
I literally was. I was like, okay, I got to take a picture for the paper, get my razor out, and then say, okay, actually tomorrow. I'm not going to do it
today. No, I don't blame you. Yeah, just no shave Wednesday. Should we wear Cardinals jerseys tomorrow, or just do I just wear the typical? I have like two different pullovers that I wear every day to the show. One of them's red. It's got a T. It looks like a Texas Ranger. It's actually an old Champagne Tribe. And I think Derek sometimes looks at me and wonders if I, A, have any other clothes. I do wash that on occasion. And then the other one is my Villa Grove pullover. It's like a three-quarter sleeve. So when it's a little bit warmer, I go to this one. Yeah. Neither one of them flatter me now with my gut. But I'm working on that. I'm getting a lot of walking.
We got a day to work out.
Yeah. And I haven't walked today, but I'm going to try to do that after the show. Real quick, we got some cool news. Derek Harper, the old Illinois guard. I don't mean old. He's older.
Former.
Right? Yeah, former. Thank you. That's a lot better. Illini great. Not listening. Former Illini great Derek Harper is going to join us at 5 o'clock. Derek set that up. 5:05 for Derek Harper. I can't wait. He was part of the Hall of Fame class that was announced yesterday. And, of course, we talked a little bit about it here. But I'm excited to catch up with Derek Harper. You probably don't remember much of him, and I'm going to be honest with you, Derek, except for a lot of the stories that I heard about Derek Harper. I mean, all games weren't necessarily televised back in the, like, 80, 81, 82.
Yeah.
And I was 10, 11, and 12, and I do remember watching Harper play, but I don't really remember a ton of highlights and such from Derek Harper, so I'm anxious to catch up with him.
Yeah, at Illinois, 1980 through 1983, the 11th overall pick in the NBA 1983 draft.
Wow.
His freshman year, Illinois went to the Sweet 16. Was that Eddie Johnson's senior year? Or did they play a couple years together?
I don't know. We'll have to do some research. Yeah, we'll have to do that. We're supposed to do that during the day. But
played a lot of years in the NBA.
Yeah, Mavericks.
Very good defender, Mavericks. And his numbers retired for the Mavericks.
That's all. He was from Texas. So it's cool that he got to play for Dallas. I didn't know his number was retired for Dallas.
And he's also been the TV guy.
Okay.
The color analyst for TV, and
He's got a pretty good team to watch, pretty good player in Luka Doncic.
We'll have to ask him about that.
Talk about every night.
Isn't that cool? He and Eddie Johnson both went on to long, not only NBA careers, but NBA announcing careers.
Yeah.
So pretty cool. We'll talk to Derek. I know this. Harper could pad the stats with assists and steals. He was really good defensively, and he was a hell of a point guard.
Led the Big Ten in assists in 1981-82. First team all Big Ten in 83. Second team All-American, actually, by the AP in that year as well. But
wow.
He also won. He was a two-time all-defensive team in the NBA.
Okay. Wow, in the NBA. Okay. And somebody just sent one in. We appreciate it, a 217. Yeah, Harper was from Florida, not Texas. That's my fault. I'm thinking Darren Williams. Thank you. Thank you, Anthony, for reminding that. Harper was from Florida, my bad. But we are asking everybody for, if you have a memory of Derek Harper, if you remember that. Now, we're going to have to go into guys my age and older, basically. But if you have a memory of Derek Harper, shoot that in, and we'll definitely talk about it and maybe bring that up with him at 5:05. So we'll discuss that with Derek. Nori Lushen, who is Lindy's dad, of course. Nori has been a high school baseball coach for 30-plus years, heavily involved in EI, was a great player. He was, you know, a big part of Robeson Little League here in Champaign. He is just like Mr. Baseball is what Lindy and a bunch of people call Nori. And he's going to join us at 4:30 today, although Lindy just texted me and said that he's working on the field in Gifford. And he's like, knowing my dad, he's probably not even realizing that he's on in like 15 minutes. So hopefully we'll have Nori Lushen on at 4:30. I'm excited to talk to Nori and just kind of reminisce about baseball in Central Illinois. Not many people are going to know more about baseball in this area in the last 30 to 40 years like Nori will. So I'm excited to talk to him.
He was around the Centennial baseball field quite a bit when I was back in high school.
Led him to state a couple of times, I think. Centennial went to state. We'll have to ask him about that. So, yeah, I don't know. This is embarrassing. I don't know that I've ever met Nori, which is terrible because he probably knows everybody in the world, and I feel like I know almost everybody
like you know
in the world,
everybody.
But I don't know Nori. So he and I need to meet and kind of bridge that. So, you know, there's that little mark of the circle that's not filled. So I can't wait to visit with him, and we'll kind of catch up on him. Yesterday, it was all doom and gloom here on The Drive as we talked about Kofi Coburn and him making himself eligible for the NBA draft. We don't know for sure that he's going to leave. He may very well come back. Yesterday, we kind of explored a lot of the reasons of what Illinois would look like without Kofi and without Io. Today, I want to leave things on a positive. It's like when you have an argument and you try at the end to make up and leave it on a positive. So I want to ask you, Derek, let's go the other route. Let's say that Kofi and Io both return for Illinois next season. Mm. What does that look like, and what should I, as an Illini fan, expect out of that team?
A fun year. Another really fun year, and one that could very well win the Big Ten. They'd be up there, I think, with Iowa in terms of the preseason projections, if assuming Luka Garza comes back.
Sure.
He's not on draft boards either. And if they have Garza and Wieskamp and Bohannon is healthy, they're going to be a lot to deal with.
They're going to be good.
You saw the ESPN, Jeff Borzello did the way too early top 25. They were 7th or 8th.
Yeah.
Iowa.
Yeah.
I would expect Illinois with Kofi and Io back to be top 15.
Okay.
You're still dealing with the losses of Felice and Griffin, but it would be ideal for Illinois. I think they can still have a very good year if, say, Io goes and Kofi comes back.
Okay.
And we talked about the importance of Kofi just not having the depth down low and what he means for you, not only defending the rim, but rebounding-wise. And, look, Io is a stud. He's your closer. He could be one of the best guards in college basketball, but you have Adam Miller and Curbelo. But if they're able to have Io be the alpha and kind of play off of him, that's just going to make those guys transition to the next level even easier. So I think if you get both back, which maybe, listen, the circumstances of COVID-19 and not having a tournament is terrible, is devastating, and Illinois fans, of course, the one year we're back.
Yeah.
But if it means Io's coming back and you know he's going to be better, he's going to be improved, probably a three-point game is going to be addressed for him. Kofi could take another big step, steps forward. You could be even better next year and even more well-equipped to make a deep run.
And deep. not just deep run, but depth, on a roster that it without those two now all of a sudden looks really thin. And we went over it yesterday. You'd have six scholarships to fill, and you've already done what? Well, we assume three of those with Coleman Hawkins and Adam Miller, and although I know he still needs to sign, and of course Andre Curbelo. But you're looking at a starting lineup that would feature Io, Trent, Kofi, probably Georgie, and, I mean, you've got about four guys to pick for.
Some options.
That last, and, or Curbelo. Even if you don't start Georgie.
Could bring Adam and Georgie off the bench.
That'd be huge. And that would be a team, I agree with you, that should be a team.
DeMonte's probably slotted in there.
Oh, yeah, DeMonte, that's what I'm forgetting. That'd probably be the, your round out your five. And then your bench is Adam Miller, Andre Curbelo, and I'm sure Brad Underwood would give those two every chance in the world to make the lineup or to crack the starting lineup. Then you'd still have a guy like BBV to see if he's healthy, how much he could help you. And I know I'm missing somebody.
Jacob Grandison.
Oh, that's
Austin
right.
Hutcherson.
Those two guys.
Right.
Gee-many. So just like that, you've got about nine guys that could play big, not big minutes. They can't all play big minutes.
Significant minutes.
Significant minutes with those nine guys. And I'm with you in the fact that I think Illinois would be, if Garza comes back, I think you'd probably be picked second or third in the Big Ten. Michigan State loses a lot if Tillman stays where he is going to presumably stay in the draft. And, of course, Cassius graduates. Now, I know Rocket Watts was really good. He kept getting better as the year went on. So
they're still looking for a point guard to play with him, though.
Okay.
They're trying to get either Grad or Kareem Maines, a five-star from Canada, that they're trying to add to pair with Rocket, because Rocket's more of a two-guard.
Okay.
They need someone to fill Cassius's shoes, which those are big to fill.
And then other teams, Wisconsin, they've got everybody back. They have everybody back.
I forgot about Wisconsin.
I mean, Kobe King left, and they still went on to win the Big Ten, and now they have everybody except for Pritzel, I think, back.
I think they'll be okay.
They are annoying. They are so annoying. What is Wisconsin? What Wisconsin, to me, is that garbage bag that I take out of the garbage can, and I set it on the ground.
Like where you're starting with this.
You saw how I tweeted this one day. Every time I take garbage out of the can, and it's in a bag, and I tie it up, and I put it down on the ground to lean against the wall, every time it leans the other way and falls down on the ground. And every time! I mean, I've done this. I'm 49 years old. Let's say, I don't know. I've done this 50,000 times in my life. Maybe not that many. And the garbage falls the wrong way every time. I don't understand it. I can't figure it out. That's what Wisconsin is to me. The most annoying thing that you don't think about on a daily basis.
Yep.
But when you do think about it, it just annoys you to no end. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Right?
No, you can't explain. I've tried. I will literally pick up the garbage bag and I'll be like, okay, this side looks heavier. I'm going to lean this side against the, and then sure enough, it'll fall the other way. And I'm like, and that's Wisconsin. So they're going to be back. I mean, but, you know, in true Wisconsin fashion, they probably won't pick him to win the Big Ten.
No, of course not.
And all they'll do is win the Big Ten. I mean, which is what they did this year. Who else tied for first? That would have been Maryland. They lose Jalen Smith.
And Cowan.
And I think all those other guards are back. So that's another
Ayala,
team.
Marcel.
Yeah.
Wiggins,
that's right. So that's another team that has some pretty big losses in terms of Maryland. Penn State, they lose Lamar Stevens, Mike Watkins. So they're going to be hurting.
Yep.
Purdue, they lose Matt Harms.
Yeah, and they weren't even that
They weren't
good this
that
year.
Good. So we'll see what they add and how much they can get better. Evan Boudreau, is he gone?
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. He really came on for them.
Still have Travion Williams.
Okay, so Travion Williams will be the guy for them. And then
Michigan,
that's right.
They lose Xavier Simpson and John Teske.
Oh, that's right.
And David DeJulius is transferring.
Okay. So you'd have Isaiah Rivers.
Livers.
To lead that crew.
Yep.
Eli
Brooks.
Oh, that's right.
They've got two top 30 bigs coming in. So they'll be young down low in the front court. Still have Brandon Johns.
Oh, that's right.
Will Colin Castleton ever be anything?
Oh, my.
Or he might transfer. I don't know.
Where's Derek Burson when I need him? Because he ripped off the Big Ten in alphabetical order. But he said he's done it so many times he can easily
Ohio State,
they have the one dude from Belleville.
Yep.
But they lose DJ Carton. they lose Muhammad, Luther Muhammad, and then they lose Gaffney.
And both Wessons.
Oh, and both Wessons. Holy smoke. Okay, so not that great for Ohio State. Who are we forgetting here? Northwestern?
Minnesota.
Northwestern should be a little bit better.
Yeah, but yeah. Still not good enough.
Minnesota loses Oturu. They have Carr back, but they're not, you know, it's Minnesota.
Nebraska's not ready.
No. Nebraska, Northwestern, don't even worry about them yet.
Rutgers.
I don't know who they lose. Miles Johnson's back. Is Harper back? I think Ron Harper Jr.
would be back. Yeah.
He'd be back.
Geo Baker's still back.
Oh, is he back?
I would imagine.
And then they added, junior. Didn't they add a 4-star big man?
Yes.
Okay.
Cliff Omiyuri.
So watch out for Rutgers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're handicapping the Big Ten right now.
We didn't mention Indiana either.
Oh, and Indiana.
And Trace Jackson Davis is not declared for the draft.
Okay. So if he comes back, you'd still have some pretty good guards along with him. And Indiana, I would assume, would take a step forward from what they did this year because they weren't projected to be a tournament team. So, yeah. So as you look at that, I mean, your top three, I think, would be for sure Wisconsin, for sure Iowa, and probably for sure Illinois if Io and Kofi are back.
Definitely. Man, and if Kofi doesn't come back, not that there's not going to be a couple of options around the league, but we're going to do stats here at the end of the week as far as record-breaking. Would Luka Garza have a record-breaking Big Ten season?
Oh, my God.
If he doesn't have Kofi in the league anymore,
wow.
Wesson, Oturu, Tillman, Watkins, Teske. Jalen Smith.
I mean, you go from one year where every team has a good big man, except for Nebraska and Northwestern. Every team in the Big Ten, Rutgers had Johnson. I mean, every team seemed to have a really good big man to next year where you don't have many.
Garza, Trace Jackson Davis, if the Michigan bigs are good early.
Reavers. Ah, stupid. See, it all comes back to Wisconsin. Of course Reavers would be back. Yeah, and then you never know. Michigan always produces. And they've got young kids coming in, right, that are highly. So, you know, and really that exercise right there, not only do you get incredibly excited.
And Travion Williams.
Yep. Not only do you get incredibly excited if you're Illinois, if you get Io and Kofi back. I mean, you're talking about a top, like you said, 15, maybe top 10 team in the country. And if you especially don't lose early, you're talking about a team that could battle for not only a Big Ten title, but a top 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. I would be okay with
for
that.
For sure.
And even with, if one of those guys come back, let's say Kofi comes back, Io doesn't. Because Io at least is projected right now to be drafted in the second round. And that might be good enough for Io. So if he doesn't come back and Kofi comes back, we just went through a list in the Big Ten that doesn't seem as daunting. Now, we say that every year, and then the next year you're like, holy smoke, how good is the Big Ten? It doesn't seem as daunting next year. And so if you lose Io and Kofi's back, I still like Illinois to be a top 5 team in that Big Ten.
Yeah, you'd still be pretty encouraged, not only with what Kofi showed against a loaded Big Ten in terms of front court, but when a lot of those guys are gone, he should be able to dominate pretty regularly. And,
agreed.
Of course, still have the experience of clashing with Garza or Trace Jackson Davis. There's still going to be the pressure on Miller more so, and even Curbelo, if Io were to leave, and Felice, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And Trent Frazier can alleviate a decent amount of that if he shows and proves to be the type of scorer that he's been here before.
Yes.
And look, I think that the growth or steps forward for Trent Frazier and Georgie Bashansville might be as big as anything in the offseason. But yeah, if Kofi comes back and you lose Io, you have the pieces to still be a tournament team and a team that can challenge up there in the top echelon. I'd give the nod still to Iowa, still to Wisconsin. And then it gets tough. Then it's kind of a mix of a couple of teams that Illinois is up there with.
Kipper's impact, not huge, so you can replace that. Andres Felice's impact was big. And you wonder, you could maybe average-wise, in terms of stats, you could probably replace Andres Felice. But, you know, those tough buckets that he would get, taking the ball to the rim, taking that tough shot from 10 feet at the elbow. Or
Timely rebounds.
I mean, yeah, Felice, the intangibles with him,
yes,
plus the stats, that's going to be hard to replace. And Brad Underwood said at the end of the year, if there's one poster child to describe our program, it's Andres Feliz. And a lot of that isn't measured by stats on a paper. Most of that is measured by the intangibles that Andres Feliz gave this team last year. So that will be interesting to see. But you'd have guys like Curbelo. You'd have Adam Miller, Trent senior year, taking over kind of a little bit of that role. I mean, you would have guards.
DeMonte
that could duplicate that. And if that means DeMonte needs to average 6 a game, then hopefully he can. I mean, at least he started becoming a little bit of an offensive threat, a little bit at the end of the year, but he's still going to do most of his damage on the defensive end.
It almost seemed like the last couple of games he was hitting more threes than Trent.
He did.
Oddly. And that's important for him to be one that if you leave him, he's going to make one or two. And I know you just lost your best three-point shooter in Allen, but somehow you got to find a way to, with the improvements of DeMonte, maybe a little bit further, but Trent coming back to his usual self from beyond the arc, but adding Adam Miller and Austin Hutcherson into the mix, you got to hope that makes you more formidable from beyond the arc.
Those two, how do you say them?
Adam Miller, Austin Hutcherson.
Not Adam.
Jacob Grandison.
Yeah, those two guys.
He shot 36% from three at Holy Cross. I know it's a different level, but yeah, it's still someone that can make it.
Those are two guys that right now we just don't quite know what's going to happen. But when you listen to Brad Underwood, and especially the fact that they've had 1 year in the program to practice against fellow Big Ten teams, it's not like you're just going out and bringing them in this year. There's a little bit of a caveat there to where they've had an extra year to practice under the same system, and they've already seen the system change. And I don't know how much it changes now if Kofi's gone, but they've at least seen that. So I think that's going to help. I mean, we don't quite know what the ceiling is for either one of those guys. And if one of those guys really, really impresses you next season, watch out.
Yeah.
If Kofi's back.
And you kind of need it. Because
I agree.
You, that class of wings, when you brought in Griffin and Tev, and now you don't have either one of them, you need one of these, Hutcherson or Grandison especially, to hit.
Yeah.
And if you lose Kofi, you definitely need Grandison because he's someone that can play the four. And if it's somehow flipped where Kofi's the one gone and Io's back, you're super guard heavy. You're playing small ball.
Right.
Probably more like the Oklahoma State team that Underwood had, where you're super fast-paced, you're very offensively inclined, but you're struggling rebounding and defending the rim.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting.
Did you say struggling rebounding? Don't do that to me, Derek Piper. I want to read a couple of texts that have come in. The thing I remember most about Derek Harper when he played for Illinois, he could hit three-pointers just like Io could hit his two-pointers from the elbow from the right-hand side. He was money in the clutch every time. Year younger than me, than Lon, but hit a huge shot against Minnesota to get to the NIT, three from the top of the key. Harper was very solid as a New York Knick. I mean, those battles with the Bulls and Jordan and Pippen in the playoffs and John Stark were epic and intense. That's from Matt. Yeah, I forgot he was on the Knicks. Totally forgot that. One of the greatest nicknames ever, Sweet D. I like that. That's from Eric. National championship game. Darren's saying that Illinois, if they got Io and Kofi back, maybe playing the national title game. I'd be all right. Ask him if it's true that Satchel Paige played on... Oh, no, wait, hold on. That's for Nori. Charles wants to know if Satchel Paige played on the field in Gifford. We played a ton of games on that field in high school, Legion, and EI ball, and I always wondered if it was true. Well, we'll ask him that. That'd be cool. If Satchel Paige played here in Central Illinois, that would be awesome. You can call me. Sal said I had the greatest analogy ever with comparing Wisconsin and how frustrating they are to taking a garbage bag out of the garbage can, setting it on the ground, and it always falls the wrong way when you're trying to lean it against something. If somebody doesn't have that problem, I want to hear from you, 359-2255, because I want to meet you and shake your hand. Maybe get a little luck washed off on my end. When we come back, Nori Lushen, Mr. Baseball in this area, high school coach for over 30 years, EI ball, he played a lot, he coached a lot of great players. We're going to ask him about all of that. I think he's won over 500 to 600 games in Legion Bowl as well.
Wow.
So Legion, EI, high school. I mean, he lives and breathes baseball. And in fact, today he's working on the field in Gifford. If that doesn't show you what he's about, when we come back, we'll visit with Nori about that, kind of reminisce on some baseball. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. Catch us on Twitter at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also find us at tayandpiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at espncu.com, or you can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
The Drive.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Hickory River Smokehouse is open with drive-through, catering, and delivery. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef brisket, pork loin, turkey breast, and chicken are rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with hickory smoke for juicy award-winning flavor, and served up right here in Central Illinois for 25 years. You can count on Hickory River. Visit the drive-through or call your location for delivery.
Hi, this is Kenny with CUINA Construction. I just wanted to take a moment to tell you a little bit about our roofing division. We are fully licensed and insured residential and commercial. From roofs to foundations, siding to plumbing, with quality unmatched, CU has your back. We're also a preferred Owens Corning contractor. We specialize in storm damage. Did you know CUINA Construction completed over 100 roofs in 2019 from local storms? The thing I love about CU is that we are truly building better together. For details, visit CUINA Construction.
Hey, it's Gina here with ABC Heating and Air. Don't sweat the summer over high energy bills or a chance your air might not start at all. Let me send a friendly service technician to your home to give your AC a full tune-up before it gets too hot in East Central Illinois. Call 352-5400. That's 352-5400. Remember, at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning, it's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Again, call 352-5400.
What's Kasasa Tunes? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Prospect Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon.com, and Google Play purchases, all for doing the simple things that you do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid. Bank local. Ask for Kasasa at Prospect Bank or go to bankprospect.com and join the movement today. Qualifications and rules apply. See financial institution for details. Member FDIC.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crew necks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to gamedayspirit.com/sale today. That's gamedayspirit.com/sale.
Warm up at Value Check in Champaign with their hot prices. With a friendly staff and well-stocked shelves, you can't go wrong. Get deals like brand-name chips for under $2 or fresh produce like meat, cheese, and veggies for under $5. And check out their Facebook page for daily updates on their newest and hottest specials. Cost plus food creates more savings, and you'll save more than anywhere else at Value Check. Stop by 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign is now open for curbside pickup. In addition to menu classics like steak frites, shrimp and grits, burgers and salads, you can order a special family meal for four. This Wednesday, they're serving Korean barbecue pork loin, cut off the bone and grilled, served with mashed potatoes and Mexican-style street corn. And don't forget to order what you want from the beverage menu. Check out Big Grove on Facebook and at BigGroveTavern.com. Big Grove, big flavor.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
I'm going to tell you about CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They know that cleanliness is on everyone's mind at this uncertain time. They offer a viral disinfectant kit that allows anyone to make disinfectant solutions that are effective against contagious viral and bacterial pathogens, including coronavirus, influenza, neurovirus, and more. One-shot 256 Century Q disinfectant is hospital grade, so you know it's good. Can help protect you, your coworkers, students, employees, friends, and family against COVID-19 when used according to the directions. Go local with CMI. Check them out online at CMIclean.com.
Hey, have you or someone you know been affected by the coronavirus pandemic? Maybe you lost your job, you're struggling, or you just need a little help? Stevie J Broadcasting is partnering with Jeff Facer of Area-Wide Technologies and Troy Lands of Lands Heating and Cooling to provide $50 gift cards to some incredible local restaurants in the area. I know a couple of other people, Tony Johnston being one, that have also chipped in. And you can always chip in as well if you feel like donating. Stevie takes all of the money donated and goes and supports area restaurants. Listen to him in the morning on ESPN 93.5 from 7 to 9. He'll be giving different cards each day. We want to thank Industrial Donut, The Ribeye, Jet's Pizza, Manzella's, Po' Boys, Big Grove Tavern, Hickory River Smokehouse, El Toro, Papa Del's, Scotty's Brewhouse, Taco John's, Baltarota's Porchetta, and Sicilian Sausage. Sicilian. I always say it wrong. Watson Shack and Rail, Dish Passionate Cuisine, Red Lobster. I need more music. There's so many restaurants. I'm going to keep moving. Red Lobster, Applebee's, Garcia's Pizza in a Pan, Willow Pond Golf Club, Farron's Pub and Eatery, Bueller, Rosati's Pizza, Bunny's Tavern, the Original Pancake House. I mean, let's help our community and also shop local. We're trying to do our part here, and thanks again to Jeff Facer and Troy Lands and others that have chipped in. Essentially, Stevie is taking $250 and giving $50 gift cards, so five a day, out to people that are in need of help. So if you know someone, make sure you listen to the show with Stevie, and or if you're that someone, get a hold of Stevie and Diane, and maybe you can get one of those $50 gift cards to feed your family, or, you know, make sure. And not only that, but also helping an area restaurant. All right, we're trying to get a hold of Nori. Are we leaving messages? Is that what we're doing, Isaac?
Yeah, I called him three times and then left him a message. It's kind of funny. He's one of the people. His voicemail says, yes, this is Nori. And then it waited a second, so I kept thinking he was answering, but he wasn't.
Hey, it's Lon. Hey, Lon, please leave me a message. Like, no!
Right.
Lindy just said he's been trying for 45 minutes to get a hold of him.
It's too nice out. He's working on the fields, man.
Can't blame him.
He thinks that his mom said, he said his mom thinks he just forgot. And he's probably on a mower. This makes it even better because it's not that Nori is out just doing whatever. I mean, he's literally taking care of a baseball field right now, which is so apropos right now.
Wait for a rainy day.
Yeah, and like you said, Derek, it's a perfect baseball day.
Absolutely.
Oh, today. Isn't it amazing how just good weather gets you in a good mood? I mean, even for a split second this morning when I walked outside, I just forgot all about the COVID-19 crap. I was like, man, it is a beautiful day.
It just brings back the feels, you know? Like, I felt like there should be baseball on or,
yes.
Or I felt like there should be NBA playoffs or
yep.
Something like that. It just... You got the air coming through the windows. It's crazy.
These are the days where I would run, you know, go over to Atkins and watch the Illini tennis team or watch Dan Hartlib's squad or Tyra Perry's squad. You know, when they'd both have a doubleheader, you could watch some of the baseball game, walk over and watch the fast pitch softball game. I love doing that. And we don't get to do that now.
Going from radio, turn on the Cardinals game, fire up the grill.
Oh,
you fired up the grill yesterday. How was the steaks?
It was incredible.
Andrew Tay's birthday.
They were incredible. Oh, my goodness.
Didn't disappoint.
A ribeye? Yeah. I haven't had a ribeye in a while. So, yeah, we fired up. And not only that, it was a charcoal grill.
Oh.
So I hadn't cooked on one of those in a while. And you know the thing I always do? I wish I was better at grilling. I'm just not. You know, every guy wants to say you're good at grilling. I'm not. And I've tried it a million times. I'm not horrible. But here's what I do. I either let it stay on too long, or like yesterday, I got the charcoals going, but I have zero patience. Zero. So I look down. They're going a little bit, and I'm like, nope. So I'm going to douse it again with charcoal fluid. So the whole time, then all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, I've got a flame that's as tall as the house, and I'm like, okay, I probably put too much. Then it was so hot that when I would go to flip it, it either would singe my wrist or burn my eyes because I had 2 gallons of charcoal fluid on it. And I'm like, Lon, come on. So I don't know. I was not, I don't know. I have a gas grill.
Great.
And they did turn out good. Maybe they weren't that good, but nobody said anything. But no, we FaceTimed Lucas in from Arizona. It took us about 30 minutes to get a hold of him. I'm like, what could he be doing? Like, what could he be doing right now?
There's a swimming pool.
Well,
see the sun a lot more than we do.
Yes, he was at the fraternity house. There's 4 guys there. And
I imagine what.
I'm like, are you social distancing? And he started laughing, and they looked around the room. He put his phone around the room, and each guy was 6 feet away. I'm like, well, at least you're doing that. So, but we all sang happy birthday to Andrew, and now I have a teenager in the house. Look out. Andrew's a little bit ornery.
Had to feel like you already had one.
Oh, yeah. For like 4 years, it's felt like that with Andrew. You guys know him well enough. So we will continue to effort Nori Lush and hopefully get him. If we don't get him now, maybe at 5:30 today, we'll get a chance to get to talk to him.
One thing you're going to want to maybe ask Derek Harper about.
Yes.
His freshman year, Wisconsin was 5-13 in the Big Ten.
Wow.
His sophomore year, Wisconsin was 3-15 in the Big Ten.
Wow.
His junior and final year at Illinois, Wisconsin was 3-15 in the Big Ten.
Really? Man, those were the days. And their football team was bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, when I was young, at Andrew's age, essentially, Wisconsin was a laughingstock. I mean, they were they were kind of what Illinois has been in basketball and football. Although Illinois has been a laughing stock. But Wisconsin was not good. They were not good in basketball and football. And then all of a sudden now, in the last 20 years, they have been the most consistent program. Would you say the most consistent program in the Big Ten? Michigan State basketball would be there.
Yes. Ohio State football.
But you look at Wisconsin, how many years in a row, the entire Bo Ryan era, they did not finish below fourth in the Big Ten.
Right. And I don't think anybody else can say that.
I don't think so either. So because of that, they didn't have the highs maybe of a Michigan State, although they did go to the 2 straight Final Fours, went to a national title game with Sam Decker and that crew.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, they who was the guard on that team that was really good? He was a 5-star guard. Who was it?
Koenig? Is that your name?
Yeah.
Bronson Koenig.
And then they had the big man, of course, that was from Illinois.
Frank Kaminsky. Nigel Hayes.
No.
Nigel Hayes was really darn good.
Really good. Man.
And Josh Gosser.
Yes.
Ben Brust.
Oh, my. Annoying.
Remember Mike Brusewitz?
Oh. Can we get one of the Wisconsin guys on and hope that if we have them on, we are going to forever jinx them? I mean, could we get a guy like, who's attainable? Not Decker. He's in the NBA. Kaminsky, is he in the NBA or is he playing overseas?
He's in the NBA. Phoenix Suns, I believe.
Nigel Hayes, maybe we could get.
Maybe. I think Ben Brust is doing stuff with BTN.
Let's get Brust on. He is, actually. Let's get him on and ask him why you're so annoying. Not you, Ben, just your entire program and why. My only question to Ben Brust, and I'd say you have 15 minutes. Why is Wisconsin basketball as good as you are every year?
Might be able to shoot for Brian Butch, too. I think he's in the media as well.
I forgot about Brian Butch. He was big, 6'11", I think.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's just have a day where we gush over the Badgers in the hopes that it absolutely jinxes them to be horrible for the next decade. Sorry, Wisconsin fans, but we've had enough of you. We've had enough of you in football, and we need to get a football guy on. Who would be a good football guy to get on? Just take some random 6'6", 340 offensive lineman.
Oh, yeah. Can we shoot for Ron Dayne first?
Ron Dayne would be awesome. He was really good. Yeah, let's get Ron Dayne. How about Russell Wilson? Would he join us? Hey, we're not going to ask you about the NFL. We're just going to talk about Wisconsin.
And Sierra.
And Sierra, right. And your NC State days. No, I think we should get a football guy and a basketball guy from Wisconsin one day. Don't tell them what we're doing. Just gush all over the program and then hope that that absolutely tears that program, both programs, down for the next 10 years. And if it does, I'm taking full credit.
You should.
I will absolutely take full credit for that. So, all right, phone call, phone's ringing. Could be Nori. We're going to take a break. When we come back, if it's not, we're going to go through some of these accomplishments that Derek Harper had. It is amazing, even high school. And I want to ask him that. Why did you choose Illinois? Because you were incredible in high school. So we will do that. But if not, we will try to talk with Nori Lushen. No, it's not. So when we come back, we'll talk Derek Harper, kind of fill you in on how good Derek Harper was. Why, Lon? Well, because we got nothing better to do, number one. And number two, he's joining us at 5:05.
That'll be fun.
I'm excited to talk to Derek Harper. I've never spoken with him, so that will be fun. We're back. It's The Drive.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
So you're stuck at home and want to do some painting. Well, with their supply of both Benjamin Moore and PPG paints, Nix Paints is the area's premier painting supply store. You can view the products at BenjaminMoore.com. Once you've picked it out, call Nick, 356-5711. You can also email your order to NixPaints@gmail.com. Nick will deliver it to your doorstep for free without getting near you. They're open at John and Randolph, but you don't have to come in. Visit NixPaints.com for more information. And let's go paint something.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Isaac Ambrose here as well. Painting, man, right now, I've done some painting at home. Right now is a good time to get things done. People are getting stuff done around the house, around the yard. And it's a good time to do that. And you do feel so much better when you actually accomplish something at home. You do. I can't explain it. You sit down at the end of the night and you're like, why did it take me 2 years to get that project done? And not take you 2 years, but 2 years to even just start on it. So it's pretty cool to get that done. All right, Derek Harper. We're still efforting Nori Lushen, hopefully at 5:30. Derek Harper is joining us at 5:05, former Illinois guard, former stud. What are some of the stats on Derek Harper that you and I have talked about? Because this guy, he put up some big, big numbers at Illinois and also in the NBA.
Yeah, to start with him as a prospect, he was recruited by Tony Yates, Illinois assistant.
Yeah.
He was a 1980 Parade All-American, McDonald's All-American, and by some recruiting services had him not only as the best point guard in the country, but as high as fourth best overall recruit in the entire nation.
From West Palm Beach, Florida, why did he come to Illinois? I'm going to ask him that. I bet there's a story that a lot of people know. I don't. Tony Yates did one yeoman job in getting him up here.
Yeah, I see a quote here from Yates. He said, on 21 straight Tuesdays, I flew out of Champaign, the same flight, connected to Chicago to West Palm Beach to recruit him.
Are you serious? How cool is that? We'll have to ask Derek that. 21 straight Tuesdays. I mean, that's not a bad gig. Get on a plane, fly to West Palm.
No.
I could handle that recruiting tool. But, you know, Lou Henson was probably like, well, you better get him if you're going to spend all this money flying down to Florida. I want to know you're doing something down there. He played for four NBA teams. Dallas Mavericks, of course, they drafted him 11th overall. Was that right? 11th overall. He also played with the New York Knicks, and he played with Orlando and the Los Angeles Lakers. Those were his last two. His last two seasons, Orlando and the Lakers. So four different teams in the NBA. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
A lot of years.
A lot of years. At Illinois, of course, he was, what did you say, all Big Ten a couple of years, right?
Yes, he was second-team All-American, first-team All-Big Ten in 1983, following a second berth in the NCAA tournament. When he was a prospect, Illinois hadn't been to the tournament since Harry Combs in 63.
Really? Even more of a why did you come here?
One of those IO types where you gotta blaze the trail.
That's amazing.
Team up with Eddie Johnson. But and then also he was a second team All Big Tener the year before that.
Okay.
Led the Big Ten in assists.
Wow. Who were some of the guys that he played with on those Illinois teams? I'd like to reminisce as you're looking through that. Jim said, Derek signed my letter at Oakwood Grade School in the eighth grade. That's got to be pretty cool. And Wade asked, have you ever heard or have you ever had Luther Head on the program? Would love to hear from him. We actually talked about getting him on, but we haven't taken the next. I thought the last thing I saw Luther Head was playing basketball in Canada.
Hmm.
In the professional league in Canada.
I don't think I could find him on Twitter. I looked.
Okay.
Wasn't able to do that, but
we'll effort
try
that.
Some different avenues.
Hey, Valise, if you're listening, can we get Luther Head on the show? Chris from Muhammad said, with former wide receivers, Al Toon, we could go Bo Ryan. We could get Bo Ryan. I've had lunch
that
with him.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
One of those guys when he was out of the Big Ten. You miss seeing him at Big Ten Media Days.
Yes.
Because he was so entertaining.
We were there to cover the Illinois-Kansas Sweet 16 game. And then the winner was going to play Oregon, and Kansas ended up blowing Oregon out by like 20 to get to the Final Four. That's when Bill Self told Lauren Tate, Mark Tupper, and myself after the game, he's like, that was the best shot we had to get to a Final Four. Because he knew they were going to beat Oregon. But that day, there was a media day, I think, right before the game. Okay, so the day before the Illinois-Kansas game, there was a media day. I was up there covering it for WAND, and they had lunch for you. And I walked up, got lunch. I sat down at a table, and there were some other Illinois media guys there. And then Bo Ryan just sits down and starts visiting with us. And we're like, hey, what's up, coach? He was hilarious. I mean, funny dude. And it put a new light on me, on who he was to me. You know, I'm like, man, you're a cool dude.
You wouldn't notice that from just watching the way he coaches.
No, not at all. And, you know, he was kind of like Nancy Faye. He was extremely successful in Division III basketball, won national titles, I think it's somewhere in Wisconsin, like Whitewater.
I think
Whitewater, Wisconsin. He won national titles there, a handful of them. And then Wisconsin Badgers took the chance on him, kind of like Josh Whitman did with Nancy Faye. So maybe, who knows, maybe Nancy Faye one day can turn this Illinois program, women's program, into what Wisconsin did under Bo Ryan.
Gonna need a Devin Harris.
Yeah, right.
Alondo Tucker.
But it was man, they were good. Even those really good Illinois teams had problems with. I remember the one year Wisconsin beat Illinois in the Big Ten tournament. And I was like, we are better than you. But I don't know if they were. Wisconsin has always been really good. So that was those were fun days with Bo Ryan in the Big Ten. And I think he would be. That's a good call, Chris. Bo Ryan would be a good interview. Valise. Bo Ryan. You got either Bo Ryan or who was the other guy? Oh, Luther Head.
Yeah.
Ron Dane.
Yeah, we'd be cool with that.
Or some random 6'6", 340-pound Wisconsin offensive lineman in the last 10 years.
Ben Brust.
One of those.
Give you some options.
Yeah. You think he's listening?
Nah.
If you're listening, Valise, I want you to text. I want you to text in right now. All right, so Derek Harper, that's going to be fun to have him on at 5:05.
Some of his teammates, when they went to the Sweet 16, and I've forgotten, they won one game to get there because it was a team of 32.
Oh.
Or it was a tournament of 32 back then.
Yes,
they win one game, they lose to Kansas State, but Eddie Johnson was a senior. Mark Smith was a senior.
From Peoria.
Different Mark Smith.
Yep.
Also, Derek Holcomb was a senior.
Derek Holcomb, number 44. He was a tall dude.
Junior Perry Range. Yeah.
Is sophomore, Levi Cobb?
Sophomore Quinn Richardson.
Quinn Richardson was from, was he Quince? No, not Quincy. Was Levi Cobb on that team? He must have been earlier than that. He would have been like 80 maybe.
Craig Tucker?
Yep, Craig Tucker, good shooter. Oh man, Perry Range was a good shooter.
And then Harper's junior year, where they also went to the tournament, his final season, Ephraim Winters, Anthony Welch, Bruce Douglas, George Montgomery.
Big George.
Doug Altenberger.
Yeah. Those were, that was the team, basically, that nucleus in 84 is the team that lost at Kentucky to get to the Final Four. And it's like, what? I think, or were they in the Sweet 16? I forgot. I'm sorry. I know I should know that, but I know that that team, I think that was the Sweet 16 game at Kentucky, and that's when Dickie Beals, we think, traveled. Although we went back and watched the video, and we don't know that he did. But I want to say that he did. And, of course, the NCAA made the rule after that game, you can no longer play NCAA games on your home court. Duh!
Right.
But, of course, it's another Illinois rule that, man.
One of those.
Struggling. It's a frustration. 217 said, ask Harper how many Western Conference championships he could have won if he didn't have to face Magic and the Lakers. And, that's true. And how many more points if they would have had the three in college and how it would have changed his game? I don't know. That could be interesting to ask Derek Harper. I can't wait to visit with him. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will visit with Derek Harper. We're trying to get Nori at 5:30. So we'll try to get some baseball talk next hour with Nori Lushen. But Derek Harper, former Illini, and he was really good. He's on the All-Century team, and Illini great. We'll visit with him next. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.